Okay, it's 7:53, and right now 57 here in Greenfield. Tuesday morning, checking in with Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick.
Good morning, Kevin.
What's going on, bud?
Well, we have a big weekend coming up.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And it's really, for me and for many people, the official start of the planting. And really, I mean, I've already started, and a lot of people have already started. But for some people, that weekend.
I always wait till Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Always wait till Memorial Day.
Just in case.
Because you never know.
We've had frosts, you know. Last week we had a couple of days.
Yep.
So it's this weekend. And you know, if you go big time on it, whole hog, doing raised beds, you know, across your whole backyard and your neighbor's yard and the sidewalk, and just really go for it.
Yeah.
You need a lot of compost and stuff like that. And so the website of the week is martinsfarmcompost.com.
Oh, I remember you mentioning that you went and met the folks over there at
Martin's
Farm.
I met with Andy and Debbie over there. They're awesome people.
Right here in Greenfield.
Right here in Greenfield.
It was a plain road, if I remember
right.
That's right.
Yeah, you take Coleraine up and you hook a right, and they've got gigantic mounds of compost and mulch and stuff. And so we did their website for them.
Nice.
And it just went live on Thursday or Friday.
Right.
martinsfarmcompost.com.
May I make a suggestion for their website?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure. Have you been to it yet? It might already be there.
No. Well, let's find out. I think they should have a time-lapse photo of compost. You know, what it begins as, what they go pick up from area restaurants, and because I know they're all over the valley picking up stuff and bringing it over to their farm.
Huh.
And like a time-lapse photo of the beginning of the compost until when the customer comes and actually picks up that black gold, as they call it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you could do a time lapse of it, because you'd need the camera like in one spot, and they do a lot of and they keep moving it from place to place.
It's gotta be possible.
However, you could do a storyline. You know, you could do like the 10 steps, like a shot of them picking up the stuff from the supermarket or wherever, you know, the restaurant where the food is, and then people dumping off, because they also use stuff that people drop off to throw in. So you could take various shots all the way to the last thing of it being shoveled into a bin and then maybe being laid out.
The process of compost.
That's right.
Of composting.
Yeah, yeah. That would be, I'll mention it to them. Although I'm sure they're listening to this right now. So you hear that? let's get working on that.
Let's make a note. Let's start taking some photos.
That's right. Well, they do have a lot of photos up there, and they kind of have a time-lapse-y thing in the header of the homepage.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of photos of it being in use and their compost being used, etc. And there's two of them side to side. It's like a slideshow thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fades from one photo to the other of a garden being laid out with fresh compost, and then the next shot is that very same garden with stuff growing in it. So it's kind of a... If you pay attention up to the header on the homepage, if you're in a browser, that'll work. But they've got, they got photos up there of their products, stuff about delivery and the services that they do, and testimonials and photos about their family and stuff like that.
So Martin's Farm, good people.
Spend a lot of time out there. Yeah, they're great people. Very, very excited. Very, very happy to help.
So, what are you planting in your garden this year?
I got Brussels sprouts, lots of tomatoes.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, we got like 18 tomato plants. Brussels sprouts we just put in.
Uh-huh. And is there a certain type of tomato plant that you put in your garden?
Three.
There's a million different varieties.
I know. It's nuts. But we went to, there was a
I like the beefsteak kind. I like the regular hothouse tomatoes.
Yeah.
What was the other ones I always try to pick up? Yeah, cherries are okay.
We got the little golden sunshine ones. My daughter likes cherry tomatoes, so those are like right out on the deck in window boxes. And then we got a beefsteaky thing called Delicious.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I picked up plums from another farm in Montague for canning.
Nice.
So we've got 18, six of one, six of another, six of another.
So Brussels sprouts, tomatoes, anything else?
Peppers.
Peppers, nice.
And lots of basil. We've probably got about 20 basil plants.
Is there going to be a pesto party in your future?
I'd like to. 2 years ago, I set out 72 plants.
What?
Yeah, and the plan was to to make like 10 pounds of pesto. We never quite got around to it, but the plants each like made it up to about navel height. I mean, it was a mini forest of pesto plants.
Well, maybe this year.
It's a sight to see, yeah.
Mick from Montague Webworks joins me on Tuesday mornings just before 8 o'clock. And we talk about websites, creating websites. And if you want to create a website, Mick's a good person to talk to. A reminder that he is featured at our 30% off store. which is at the Bear Country website. The link is at the Bear Country website. You can go to bear953.com, and you can purchase those gift certificates, which you then hand over to Mick over at Montague Webworks, and he builds you a website or does some consulting for your website at 30% off. It's a great deal.
That's right. You know, just buy some certificates, and we'll talk about what your website needs if you need to flip it over to a new platform.
Mm-hmm.
Make it easy for you to do it on your own, or just some help making some changes to your existing site. We are happy to help.
Look for Mick at Montague Webworks and the link at the Bear Country website for the 30% off store. It's 7:58:57 right now here in Greenfield. The latest special report from NBC News concerning yesterday's tornado in Oklahoma. It's coming up after Thompson Square on Bear Country 95.3.